Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Church. I'm a music producer from Northeast Ohio. I began this weekly interview series to give you different perspectives from artists, producers, engineers, and other individuals in the music industry. In each episode, we touch on not only what has helped the person succeed, but we also touch on what has shaped them into the person that they are today. I hope you're able to gain some real proven knowledge from the show, and that it helps elevate you on your own journey to success as well. Let's get into it. Welcome everyone to episode 195 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. Today I welcomed a fellow podcaster. His name is Mike Bauman. Mike hosts the show called March 4th, the March 4th Podcast, which I was a guest on back in 2023. Also, we did a part two that just recently came out as well. Go check those out. But a big fan of what Mike has done. I actually found him on Instagram. He did a podcast with King Shamps, who I've mentioned many times. That's how I discovered his platform. But we had a cool discussion today on this show about Mike's beginnings, you know, being involved in sports journalism back when he went to Toledo. He's originally from Toledo, Ohio. Talked about his experiences in that. The differences between doing music journalism and doing sports journalism, kind of the contrast between the two, and how that sports experience led him to doing music. He did a podcast in 2012 originally, fell off of it for a bit, and then kind of got it revitalized in 2019 as March 4th, and he's just been at it ever since, doing incredible work. And he talked about, you know, the meaning behind the show and the name, which you're going to love in this episode. I think it just goes to show how caring Mike is with, you know, how he selects people to be on the show, but more importantly, the conversations that he has, and just being able to dig deep with an individual and get the stories behind them and what they do, which is super admirable. And I think Mike is just going to keep doing his thing and keep elevating, and it's going to be awesome to see where he goes from here. So without further ado, let's get into this one. Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. This is episode 195, and today's guest is a fellow podcaster. Known this guy for about a year and a half now. His show, the March 4th Podcast, one of my favorites that's going right now. Originally from Toledo, Ohio, so he has Ohio roots, but currently in Nashville. Everybody, please welcome Mike Bauman to the show. How you doing today, man?
Good, man. Thank you for the intro. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Like I said, I'm glad to have you on here and kind of return the favor from what you've done for me so far, you know, giving me the opportunity to speak on your platform. I thought it would be cool to have you on here today to give some of my listeners, you know, background on what you do. And that's kind of how we start off every episode, is just give a brief introduction for those that might not know you and what you do. You know, what is Mike Bauman, and what, you know, what is he all about?
Yeah, man. Well, thanks again for having me on. So I guess the Reader's Digest version of what I'm doing and what I'm about is I'm originally from Ohio, like you. Grew up in Toledo, and ever since I was a kid, I loved sports and music. And so I thought I was going to be in the NBA until I was like 15, and realized I didn't have that by the time I got to high school after 1 year. But I was like, man, I like writing, I like music, I really enjoy sports and music, love them both. And so I started writing for our school paper my senior year at Central Catholic in Toledo, and was the sports editor of our paper, The Centric. And even though I had no idea how to write in journalistic style at all, it was a good foundation, and ended up staying home and going to the University of Toledo. It's a great, great campus, great atmosphere. I met with the department chair before I started school there, so I knew exactly what courses and everything I was going to need to take to graduate. There was no guesswork. It was like, here's exactly what you can do. And at that time, at the University of Toledo, when you were a communication major, they broke it up into different areas once you got into your focus work and study. So you could either focus on radio and TV, you could focus on print, you could focus on general comm. So I focused on print journalism with the designs of being a sports writer. So wrote for our student newspaper in college, the Independent Collegian at the time, became assistant sports editor my senior year. And then when I got out of school, I got a chance to start working for the Toledo Free Press as a private contractor, doing stories for them. And initially it was a kind of a smooth transition from college because I was still covering the University of Toledo, the Rockets, their Division One program. Some of y'all might know the Maction games on Tuesdays and Thursday nights during college football. That's when they can get that ESPN time, you know. But so I was doing that initially, but I always loved music, man. And I was at a party for our publisher. This is like 13 years ago. We're talking literally January 2011. And I'm with all these old school dudes locally who had been in the game for a while, guys who did local radio, guys who had written for different papers, you know, my editor who at the time who had been in the game for a long time. And they're all, you know, sharing stories about things over the years. And some musicians and artists came up, and I think my editor just kind of saw that I had a love for music. And literally the next day he sent me my first music feature story, and I haven't looked back. And there was some other work in there too. Shout out to all the guys at Toledo Sports Network. They helped me cut my teeth in broadcasting. So I still had my part-time job at Toledo Hospital after college. I was writing for Toledo Free Press. I was doing broadcasting for local boys and girls basketball and football games, doing like color commentary initially, and then I got into play-by-play. We did a non-scripted Saturday morning sports talk radio show. So I was doing all that too, and that really helped give me my confidence behind the microphone and in front of the camera. You know, because when you're writing a story, there's nobody really looking at you. You know what I mean? You put it out there, and then it goes up on the website or whatever, it comes out in print. But there's an immediacy to doing this kind of work. I mean, even in podcasting, unless it's live, you can edit it. But just, you know, when you're calling a game or you're doing sideline reporting, you know, there's a lot of growing pains in there for me, because even though I feel like I can gab with the best of them, and I'm not saying I have to toot my own horn, I just, you know, I enjoy talking with people, hence the podcast. But I've kind of been like an introverted extrovert, and doing the broadcasting work with Toledo Sports Network really helped me kind of come out of my shell and be confident on a microphone. And eventually the podcast started in 2012 because I would get the chance to do these music feature stories, and there was only so much I could fit in 700 words. So Mike Jameson from Toledo Sports Network had a studio at his house. I'd go there and record the pod. If it was a good interview and the publicist was cool with letting me use it beyond print. And that's how it started way back in 2012, man. And at the time it was Bauman's Breakdown, and it was just music interviews. And then like a lot of us kind of do in our 20s, I feel like you're trying to figure yourself out where you want to go. And you mentioned consistency at the beginning, and that was one of my things when I got back into this. I wasn't consistent with it in my 20s. I took a job in marketing for a little bit, eventually moved to Nashville and still work in healthcare full-time during the day. And then when the pandemic happened, like it was always in the back of my mind when I moved to Nashville, especially with it being the Music City, like I want to get back into this, you know, but if I'm going to get back into it, I don't want to be inconsistent. And the first year I was in 2019, and then when the pandemic happened, it really, you know, working from home, it really kind of hammered home. All right, man, you have no excuses. Now's the time, you know, so you don't bounce off of four walls and go crazy. But also, you know, everybody's remote right now because of COVID. So you can connect with people via Zoom, via Skype. So that's when the pod really got rolling again. Consistently was 2020. And I'm coming up on episode right around 130 episodes now. So yeah, that's kind of the long short version of the last 13, 14 years of my life.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. I know we got to touch on a little bit of that in the first episode of the podcast that we did last year, because I remember you telling me about, you know, your experiences at Toledo and then just sports journalism and all that stuff as well. So I think it's just great that you've been able to cover so many bases as well in press and media, and then use that experience to now do your own platform and have your own voice as well in that way, to be able to kind of control things the way you want. And I know it's got to be a lot different, you know, working for other people as it is, you know, working for yourself in that way. And I do want to know, because this would be a very unique question for you specifically, because you have experience in different realms of media, you know, is there like a super big contrast between sports journalism and music journalism? Because obviously journalism has, you know, there's standard rules to it, and there's obviously an amount of professionalism you need in both fields. But did you ever notice like a huge contrast, and was there ever the one that you preferred over the other one, I guess is what I would say?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I would say the link for me and why now I have mostly musical guests on my show is the feature story. So even when I was covering sports, what I really enjoyed the most was the story behind the player. And I'll give you a quick example. So one of the best female basketball players ever at the University of Toledo is Nama Shafir. And she came from Hoshaya, Israel. And I think it's a village. I don't even think it's a town in terms of the amount of people there. So Orthodox Jewish player, different country, totally different way of life. And I got a chance to do a feature story on her. And she wasn't the first feature story I got a chance to do, but that was the one where it was like it really hammered home how much I enjoyed that. Like, here's this player who's really exceptional. You know, she was a floor general, that hit big shots, was a great passer, had great court vision. They actually won the women's NIT back in 2011, I believe it was. And one of the teams they beat was Delaware, who had Elena Deladon at the time. She started at Connecticut, and she's like one of the best female basketball players on the planet. And Toledo took them out. And Nama Shafir's run during that tournament was incredible. But compared to doing the game story, right, you mentioned like journalistic style, that's more news, right? It's the who, what, when, where, and why. It's all right, this is the game. This was the score. This is how the score happened. Here's some quotes from some players and coaches. Here's your gamer, you know? But the feature story was really like the meat and potatoes for me, because it was like, okay, here's this person who averages 25 points and 10 assists and 6 rebounds or whatever, but like, what makes them tick? What environment did they come from? And so I really kind of parlayed that into the music feature stories, because it was the same thing. Okay, here's this band or this artist, and they have this song that came out or this album came out, but what makes them tick? What's the story behind the record? Is the song about the loss of a loved one? Is it about heartbreak? Is the album a concept album? You know, how do they, you know, pushing through anxiety and stuff, which then became a big theme of my show March 4th, you know, persevering and moving forward. So yeah, the feature story, even before I did music features when I was in college, those really kind of laid the groundwork, I think, for what I'm doing now. Because even though I'm not writing like I was back then, the podcast is really an extension, I would say, of those feature stories, because I'm putting that person on my show, just like when I had you on. You know, how did you get into music production? And you know, us both being from Ohio and being from, you know, parts of the world that aren't media centric and maybe aren't even, you know, super creative focused. It's more blue collar where we're from, right? Those are the things that I'm interested in, I guess, is kind of the why beyond who we are, yeah. You know?
Hey there, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to take a quick minute out to let you know about a couple different ways that you can support the podcast. One of the ways is by clicking that support the podcast button within your streaming platform. That is if you want to be a monthly supporter of the show. You can contribute either 99 cents, $5, or $10 a month. So that's the first way, and that's the more traditional way that we've had now for the last couple years. The other method that we actually just recently introduced is from our good friends over at Ko-fi. Ko-fi is a virtual tip jar. We have set our limit to a minimum of $10, but you can go make one-time, one-off donations. So if you visit ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast, you'll be able to donate. And all these different forms of donation go towards getting new guests every single week, getting potential sponsors on board to do giveaways, and overall just making the show better for you guys. So if you want to do that Ko-fi link, it's ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast. Otherwise, again, look for that support the podcast button in your streaming platform if you'd like to be a monthly supporter. And I just want to say thank you guys for your contributions. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Yeah, well, I love the breakdown, and that was something I was curious about as well, because I don't have that background in sports. Like, every experience I've had with, you know, journalism has been with music, whether it's my own platform or being on someone else's platform or having a blog post about me or whatever. It was always from the music side. But I don't know, I've always viewed it like maybe there is more freedom in what you can do with music journalism, because you can inject more of your opinion on the music stuff, I think, than anything. And then, like you said, you can get those deeper side stories with music too, and really like peel back the layers of an artist and just figure out like what makes them tick, like what, you know, why is the reason that they wrote this song or this album or whatever. I think with sports, it's like you can do that for particular individuals like athletes and coaches. But at the end of the day, when you're reporting on the game, it's like you said, you got the stats, you got what happened. There's just concrete things. It's like, this is what happened, period. Like, we can debate all we want about, like, and have our opinions about the game and how it turned out, but you got to kind of stick to what actually went down. I think with music, it's more of like, I also think that's why a lot of people, you know, have made blogs and podcasts, things like that in music too, is because you can really be more expressive of your own tastes and your own styles as well as a fan, and just keep doing that. And I think what you've done is incredible because you peel back the layers, you know what I mean? You don't just focus on your opinions or, you know, you obviously interview people you're a fan of, but you really dig into like more of the life side, which I really appreciate about your platform, man. And I think that's super cool and vital. And I can tell you use your experiences from the past to kind of influence that as well. So that's what's always drawn me to what you and what you do, man. And, you know, I think that leads good into the next question, which would be, you know, about March 4th, which is your current podcast. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, what the name means. Like, how did you settle upon that identity to kind of rebrand and then relaunch it and be more consistent? Like you said earlier, you know, why March 4th and what does it mean to you personally?
Well, first, thank you for the compliments, dude. I'm trying to get better at receiving positive vibes as I get older, and I really appreciate all the kind words about the show, man, because I got a lot of mutual respect for what you do as well and what you're building with Proven Knowledge. But yeah, so when I came back into it, like I said, I'd moved to Nashville in 2015, which is wild that I've been down here almost a decade now. I was 27, and I was kind of at a weird point in my life, man, where, you know, I really connect with my hometown. I was close with my, you know, still close with my family, and have a lot of good, awesome friends and family that are still back in Toledo. But I kind of got to a point there where I realized, you know, if I want to go for these things and try to make a career of it, or try to do it on a bigger scale, I don't think that I'm going to be able to do it here. So when I moved to Nashville, even though it was for an opportunity in healthcare and it wasn't for journalism, it was also one of those things where it was like part of the draw for me coming here was I knew how big music was here. And when I first came here, I thought it was just all country. And then I got here and I realized, whoa, it's everything. Like whatever you like, you can find it here. It's wild. And so it was always in the back of my mind, like I want to do the podcast again. And like I said, it was called Bauman's Breakdown initially when I started it in 2012. I was 24 years old. That was the name of the column that I had in high school when I was writing for the Centric, going back to what we were talking about earlier. And I remember having a conversation with my brother, Brandon. And he was like, man, I think you need to change the name. If you're doing this again, I just feel like Bauman's Breakdown. And I didn't really know what I was doing with graphic design. Like, I had this picture from the beach in Florida that I took like years ago. And then I put like Bauman's Breakdown on the horizon line because I thought it looked cool. But you know, the older you get, the more you figure stuff out. And I'm like, if somebody sees that, they're going to have no idea what my show is about. They're going to be like, is this like a surfing podcast or the breakdown? Did something bad happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, so I had that conversation with him, and then I got a shout out, another guy, Doc Coyle, who a lot of people might know from the X-Man podcast, and he also plays guitar and the band Bad Wolves and does other musical projects and as well. He's a super nice guy. I had him on my show back in the day when I was doing Bauman's Breakdown. He was super gracious with his time. I really loved the Equilibrium record from God Forbid, and he was really cool. Just reached out to him on Twitter. He came on the show, and so he's been gracious enough to continue to come on the show over the years. But when he was starting his podcast, he was talking about how can I stand out? How can I set myself apart? And that was the theme of his show, the X-Man, you know, people who were former members of bands, and they kind of talked about that experience and their experience in the music industry or music professionals, right? And so that those two things, my brother Brandon and listening to Doc talk about how he came up with the idea for his show, made me go, okay, how can I set myself apart? Because now, fast forward, it's 2019. So I had done the show inconsistently over the last several years. Now podcasts are in vogue, you know, and they're way more popular. And I'm like, well, how can I set myself apart as just a regular dude out here? I went to school for journalism. I have experience. But what is going to be the draw to listen to an average Joe like me? Not to belittle myself. I don't mean that like a demeaning way, but I just mean, you know, I'm not Joe Rogan. I'm not a famous comedian. I'm not an actor. I'm not a famous musician. So how can I stand out as a regular guy doing a podcast and who is trying to connect with people? And so I ended up settling on March 4th because that's my birthday. And I decided to take the you out of it and just make it a personal mantra, you know, about persevering and moving forward March 4th, you know, and I wanted that to be the tie into my show. And as somebody who struggles with anxiety myself, and different manifestations of that, I've dealt with it my whole life. I know that there's just from interviews and stuff that I've done over the years and, you know, and tragically seeing artists who pass away before their time, things like that. I feel like talking about those darker things is important because, and I don't mean that in a self-righteous way, but especially where I came from and kind of how I grew up, even though I have an open dialogue with my parents, you know, as a dude in the 90s, you know, you weren't really talking about your feelings, you know, as a kid growing up, that was considered wimpy or whatever. And I remember the first panic attack that I had and how horrible that feeling felt and not knowing what it was. And then, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to this. When you experience something painful, you don't want to experience it again. But if you run from your fears, your problems, and you just kind of create this comfort box for yourself, your comfort zone, it's, you realize the older you get, the more it's really a limitation box and a limitation zone. So I was like, I feel like that's, I know it's important to me. And I feel like if I can have a platform where I take people to these places, not in an exploitative manner, but in a manner of like, hey, we all got to walk through darkness to get to the light and show people that, hey, even people who have sold millions of records or people who have a hot single out right now, or they're making noise in their community, they struggle with things too. And that's what makes us human. So if you're out there and you're listening to it and you're dealing with these things, here's somebody who's, you know, successful, quote unquote, right? Whatever your definition of success is, that maybe has gone through something similar, or their story could inspire you to chase your dreams, you know? So that's really what March 4th means, man. It's about persevering and moving forward and understanding that, like, we're all in this together. And, you know, whether you're from Toledo, Ohio, like me, or whether you've sold, you know, 3 million records, you know, and I've had artists on my show who have sold millions of records or had millions of streams. Like, everybody struggles with stuff, and talking about it, I feel like, is important, because I think there'd be a lot of people who would still be here if they felt like they could express how they really feel, you know. So So it means a lot to me, and it's been cool to see it, you know, little by little these last couple of years, you know, get to a place where, you know, like, people like yourself are reaching out and discovering the show. You know, it's always I'm very humbled by the response I have gotten, you know what I mean? And I don't have huge numbers or anything like that, but I just the fact that I'm able to connect with people in a positive way, it makes me feel good, man, you know? So that's really the nuts and bolts behind the name.
Yeah. And going back to what you said about you know, having a purpose and kind of setting yourself apart, I think that right there is the purpose and what did set you apart. And I think when I discovered your show, because obviously we're both friends with King Champs. That's how we both got connected. And that was really what I noticed, is that you really touched on those issues that people are dealing with in your episodes, and you made it like a real point of emphasis of like, we can talk about the music and stuff, but let's talk about, you know, what's going on underneath the surface. Kind of, you know, like we said earlier, peel back those layers and figure out kind of what's been behind everything for, you know, however long they've been dealing with whatever they've been dealing with. So again, man, I got to say, you know, congratulations on it, because it definitely means a lot to the artist community, the people that you have on the show, And then whoever just, you know, might stumble upon the show like I did on Instagram and just say, oh, this is a pretty cool platform. Let me check this out, see what this is all about. And it just goes to show that what you're doing, you know, has meaning. It means a lot to other people. And just keep up the good work, because I think it's super awesome, man. And it's going to be cool to see, like, where you take it from here as it keeps evolving, too. So congrats, man.
Well, thanks, Anthony. Again, man, I really appreciate the kind words, and it's cool. You know, you meet like-minded creators like yourself who are chasing your dreams, and, you know, the older I get, man, the more I realize how important that is. You know, if we only get one life to live, I think a lot of us go through life thinking we're all going to make it to 85 or 90. And the older I get, and especially after these last few years with the pandemic and some of the things that I've gone through personally, with love and loss over these last couple of years, you know, tomorrow isn't guaranteed to anybody, you know, so you have to do your best to stay present. And even from an anxiety perspective, like, those are the things that I think about, you know. Sometimes you get caught up worrying about the future or ruminating about the past, and you have to make the most of today. So there's something in you, whether it's music, whether it's maybe you want to open your own bakery, just take small steps every day, or starting a podcast. You know, my grandma told me one time, I think it was when I was nervous about moving to Nashville, she was like, honey, you know, change starts with that first step. You just got to take that first step, and once you take that first step, you keep moving, you know. So not that anybody out there is asking for my advice, man, but, you know, whether you're 24, whether you're inching closer to 40 like me in a few years, I'm 35, you know, it's never too late, number one. And number two, make the most of now. Make the most of now. And don't compare yourself to anybody. Don't let people detract you from what it is that you love. Obviously, we all got to eat. We all got to pay bills. There's a practicality to life, and there's a hierarchy when it comes to money in society. We all need money to eat and keep the lights on and take care of ourselves or maybe other people around us, right? But that doesn't mean you can't still find the time to do those things. And at the end of the day, if it's important to you, you will always have time for it. So you know, that would be my advice to anybody, man. Like, I definitely don't have it all figured out. I learn new stuff every day, and that's how I stay humble, knowing that I don't know everything and always being curious to learn more. Like, I'm just now starting to do video clips for my show, and just that excitement I have of even learning that and cranking out the first two, like, people just got to understand that if it's something you didn't ask for that you love, you got to go after it. And my other brother Greg is a commercial airline pilot. He's loved playing since he was a little kid. Could care less about sports. You know, like me, I played football, basketball, baseball growing up. My brother Greg can't stand sports. Mm-hmm. He'll go if you give him a free ticket, but otherwise he ain't gonna watch it. Mm-hmm. He can care less about the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter to him. But when he was a kid, man, he would draw pictures of airplanes. He would, before 9/11, we used to be able to drive up to Detroit Metro Airport. My dad would get us some rallies, and we'd sit there. My brother would have binoculars, and we would watch planes come in. And my brother would be like, oh, that's an L-1011. That's a DC, whatever, that's a 747. And he got Flight Simulator on the computer, got his private pilot's license by the time he graduated from high school. And, you know, cut to now, he's a commercial airline pilot. So he's one of those people that I saw something that he's doing what he loves to do for a living. So if there's somebody out there doing something that you love and you admire them, that's proof to you that it's possible. So I think people just, you kind of almost have to have tunnel vision when it comes to your dreams. It doesn't mean you go all or nothing, you know, and you tune everybody out, and you just, because that's not really healthy either. But it does mean that you should make time for it, you know. Do what you got to do to pay your bills and eat, you know, legally, right? I'll get that, you know, and work hard, but make time for the things that you love, because if you didn't ask for it, then that means you should go after it. You know, I've I've always loved music, and I've always loved basketball, and the stuff that I enjoyed when I was nine, I still like now. You know what I mean? I didn't ask for it. My dad was a baseball guy. Nobody in my family, my immediate family, was a pilot, I should say, you know, but my brother loved that. So yeah, man, that's a long way of me saying, like, people, if you got, you know, one life, and that's our understanding, is we only get one, then make the most of today, man.
Yeah. Well, very well said, man. I think that's a great place to start wrapping it up. But before we go, do you have anything else that we can look forward to for the rest of the year with the podcast, or maybe anything else you want to let people know about?
Yeah, man. Well, first, I just want to say thank you again so much for the time, dude. It's always great chatting with you, and it's not just lip service. I'm a big fan of what you're doing with Proven Knowledge, and we got a chance to catch up. So depending on when this comes out, people will be able to hear our episode on March 4th. But as far as the rest of the year, man, I'm just trying to continue to get the podcast out to more people and grow it. Right now, I do the show three Tuesdays a month. So it always drops on the first Tuesday, and then it's kind of like every other week, depending on how the Tuesdays in the months fall, and just balancing it with my day job. So I'm always doing shows on Tuesdays, three Tuesdays a month. So people can check out my Instagram. That's probably the best place to give people at March 4th pod. My link tree's on there, and that has all my links to everything else. And they can listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts, all the major ones. Most people usually have Spotify or Apple, but it's also on Amazon Music. It's on iHeart, all of those. So yeah, at March 4th pod. But as far as what I've got in store for this year, like I said, I just want to keep growing that message, you know, between that link between mental health, creativity, you know, music. I do want to start to try to get more athletes on the show and get that perspective, persevering through things that they go through in sports. Want to try to get some nonprofits on the show, because I have a lot of respect for people in that realm as well, who help homeless, you know, sick, battered women shelters, you know, that kind of work, helping people get back on their feet. You know, the power of the human spirit, man, has always been fascinating to me, man. So yeah, I would just say, you know, if you want to hear conversations where maybe you'll get put on to a new artist that you haven't been aware of, or a dope producer and lover of music like Anthony, or people just persevering, man, yeah, definitely check out the show.
Absolutely, man, and 100%. Everybody go check out the March 4th podcast. And Mike, again, man, thanks so much for stopping by. And we'll definitely do a part two to this one as well, man. We'll get that going, and we're going to stay in touch. So appreciate you again, bro.
Yeah, man. Thank you again so much for your time, Anthony. And again, keep doing your thing too, man. Like, it's really cool, you know, especially with where you are in your life right now, the body of work that you've already put together, man. Like, whatever it means coming from this goofball like me, man, just keep doing your thing. Cause Proven Knowledge, I think you guys are really onto something, dude. So keep up the great work, man.
Thanks everyone for listening today. That was episode 195. We'll be back this time next week. As always, hit that support button on your podcast streaming platform if you'd like to send any funds. And feel free to leave us that 5-star rating if you enjoyed today's episode. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone.